Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe. Hello, sister. I thought that's how you were going to do this one, too, because this is actually when she says it, this part of the podcast.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. You just actually freaked me out so much, because when I started introducing us, you were making this face, and I was just, like, ready for the read. I was like, she's about to be like, and I'm Phoebe, and Caroline, why do you sound like that? Or, like, something about my mic or something like that. So let's actually just take it back. Hello, sister. Hello, sisters.
There was one line read in this episode where I was truly, like, we didn't think we needed another take.
No, I think there are probably more than one. But there's one, and I made a note of it.
We'll get there. But there's one specific one where, like, even the captions are wrong of what she
says. Is it when she says her name?
No, it's when she says file, but she says fall.
Oh, I know. Fall. No, believe me, I wrote down a bunch of, like, specific lines that I can reenact here just in case people don't want to go back and find it and they don't remember exactly how she butchered the accent. I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm so underwhelmed by this accent from Troy and Belisario, and it's not what I expected.
But you're underwhelmed in a way that is, like, you're overwhelmed by it.
Well, I'm quite, you know what? Yeah, I am completely overwhelmed by what I continue, the assault on my ears as I'm watching this episode. I'm just like, how can you be so good at acting when you're using your regular old American accent and then you put on a British accent and suddenly it's like you've never...
Part of me
been
is like,
in front of a camera,
like,
before.
Maybe they didn't inform Troyan until, like, truly, like, she showed up shooting, or, like, the table read where they were like, oh, wait, we didn't put that in the script. She has Cockney accent.
I don't know if it's something about Troyan and the fact that she, like, looks like a Victorian doll or something like that.
You just expect
But
her
the
to
fact
have
of the matter is, I just expected her to have a kick-ass British accent in her back pocket. And, like, That's fair. Even like, oh, I feel like she should have a more posh British accent and this one's Cockney. No, like, this is like community theater Christmas Carol level Cockney accent that, like, I was doing in seventh grade. In fact, it might have been better when I was in seventh grade than this. So we'd be remiss not to just bludgeon it here on the pod. But we are doing part two of season 7, episode 20 of Pretty Little Liars today. The episode you know and love called
Till Death Do Us Part.
Till death
with a bunch of capital A's.
With a bunch of those sneaky little capital A's. A couple of you did say you'd like an off-the-cuff recap. I don't even know if I remember what happened in part one of this episode. Like, it's just, there's so long, there's so much. But basically, things you need
Caroline's
to know.
Caroline's a woman of her word.
I'll get it. I'll get it going. First few things that you need to know. Caroline was right every time that she thought Alex Drake was on the scene. Turns out, hell yeah, that was her. And Phoebe just says she's a really good liar, but we'll literally never know.
But we'll
never know if she's telling the truth about that. You'll know, and if that's enough for you, then I'm so glad, but that's famously never been
enough for me.
It's
typically enough for me to know the truth about myself.
And I don't know when that has ever been enough for me.
For anyone else.
Whoa, okay. You got a little dark there. Anywho, Arya's been left at the freaking altar, basically. Ezra.
That hasn't happened yet.
Okay, well, this is hard to do. You're being mean. This is hard.
We stopped where Caleb and Hannah were fighting at night.
Okay. Basically, Caleb and Hannah have been married. We're, like, fast-forwarding a year. We're like, oh, everyone is so excited for Arya and Ezra to get married. Everyone's in town for the wedding. And they, like, recreate a French al fresco meal at the Lost Woods Resort, which is, like, the last place I would actually want to do that, especially given everything that went down there. And Spencer's gotten into her, like, interior design bag,
yeah,
which
wait,
she kind
maybe
of low-key
that's
sucks
why
at that,
on
too.
Edge. The last time Hannah was at this place, she was, like, taken through the floor.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is such an insane move. And then everyone gets, it's almost as though they're, like, all eating oysters. Everyone gets insanely H-word at this dinner for Arya and Ezra's wedding. And they all have to leave immediately before their clothes fly off their bodies. They're like, if I sit here any longer, this bonfire is going to reach out and incinerate my clothing. I'm going to be butt-ass naked. I'm going to be completely buck naked here at the bonfire in front of all of you. So I better get in close quarters where I can, as Emily says, try to set a vibe that's not sweet. We do know that Arya is infertile and she's like really struggling with how can I possibly marry Ezra if this is my truth, and Ezra is making it all about him, which is something he is prone to do. Spencer and Toby are like a will they, won't they kind of moment. She's like, take me back to your room and do me. And he's like, how about instead we do a game of Scrabble? And so that's what they do. And it's like low-key a sweet moment. And thank God for that, because it's going to be replaced in our memories pretty soon with something less than sweet. Hannah and Caleb are like not having marriage issues, but Caleb says he feels like a passenger in the marriage. And it's like, you're lucky to be in the car at all. Hey, Caleb, you're lucky to be in the car at all. You could be hitchhiking on the side of the road. But anyway, Hannah is continuing to be the friend that we know her to be. And she's like, Mona, I don't care if like you're crazy and we had that crazy snow globe sequence, like come live in my home, even though maybe you're going to put on a silicone mask as Mel. And it's like, okay, Mel in the silicone mask, the silicone Mel mask approaching Emerson is just dangerous work. Okay. And Mona, you might not know it, but I, as the viewer,
if anyone knows it, it's Mona. And I am a little bit didn't get a single like real Melissa cameo back in the finale.
We did. It was the horse moment.
Oh, right. I guess that was her.
But yeah, she should have been. They have a little barn episode. Callback. I think so, too. Justice for Melissa Hastings. Never,
she should have been at the wedding.
But yeah, I did.
And she should have stood up and said, I object. And Arya's like,
she honestly was probably there marriage? For the wedding. And then she was like, my PTO like ran out and you couldn't do this on time. So I have to go.
And Emily's like, fully as kids. So what's my point of
being
here?
And Emily's like, that is what I expected. It was probably too hard to see me with my children.
Tis the damn season moment. Yeah, exactly.
So that's basically the recap. And I think you guys get it from there. So where we left is Caleb and Hannah having a brief little spat.
Yeah. And then they decide that, I don't know if we said this in the last episode, but I just think it's important that we do say this line that Caleb, once they have worked things out, he says,
oh my God,
want to make a baby? Want to make a baby? People say. I hate that.
It is, but somehow I was like, okay. Like, I was like, are you asking me or Hannah? Just kidding. It's my wedding anniversary. No, but I also, can we just talk about Tyler Blackburn's Instagram post where he made the caption, do you want to share a towel too?
I'm like, they are hanging out so
I'm like,
much.
Sorry, that's a crazy caption to write about a married woman who's also your ex.
And has a kid.
Who's also your real life ex. You know what I mean?
Real life ex. Man, that must have been such
an insane relationship.
To be Ashley Benson and Tyler Blackburn in 2016.
In the height of the Indy Sleaze Tumblr Pretty Little Liars
in the Coachella
moment.
Era.
Yeah. Sheesh. So that's going on. And they are going to make a baby. So good for them. Then I think we go to Toby.
Now we go to the Radley Hotel.
Yeah.
We're at Spencer's room and we're at Toby's room and Spencer knocks on the door and he's like, oh,
Spencer.
Spencer. Toby ordered coffee and Spencer or Alex Drake takes it upon herself to use this line has
Spencer.
Socked away.
It's easier.
Okay, Spencer.
It's actually so much easier.
She says,
here's what I've been doing. Here's my device and I'll just lay it out for you. When Alex Drake is being Alex Drake, I'm like, that's AD, that's Alex, that's Al, that's Big Al. When, Big Al is Allison, you know what I mean? But she'd probably like to be that too. Hey, Alex, you'd probably like to be that too if I had to guess.
Alex is the creature
anyway,
on the hill.
Okay. Yeah. When Spencer is pretending to be Spencer, that's Spencer.
Okay, that's fair.
And then when it's just perfect. Good old normal Spencer, regular Spencer, Spence. That's just Spencer.
That's just Spence.
That's just like
Spence. Well, Spencer says, Spence. Coffee at this hour, you'll be up all night.
That's and when Toby should have known it. This is not Spencer.
Why?
Because Spencer could drink a cold brew and go to sleep 5 minutes later. And
probably
he
sleep
knows
better
that.
Than she would have.
And he actually knows that. Yeah, because she's like, you guys haven't had a power nap until you've had a 5 hour energy and then gone straight to sleep. You don't know what a power nap is, okay? That's called a turbocharged nap.
Yes.
It's called work smarter, not harder.
In this,
anyway,
I mean,
so then they
cabin,
do it.
The cabin scene is when I initially revealed that I had decided that Spencer is kind of like Helena. But this is even more like that in my, because now we know,
well, yes.
So as the viewer, it's more so like, oh my God, this is so disgusting.
I know, and not that the show's ever really given a shit about consent, but like major issues of consent are brought into play here. Only for Toby, really.
No, but I mean, Spencer, with Toby's history of like with Jenna and everything. The show has already put him in this situation.
I know.
And with this one, which makes me kind of happy. Like they were thinking about.
I know
the but implications.
It makes me feel better that Spoby is not like fully together at the end, because I'm like, imagine how hard it would be for him to like trust anyone, trust Spencer, like anything like that. So I'm kind of glad they give him an opportunity to like cool off
for identical twins, not for fraternal twins, because I don't need to ask those.
We would be able to answer that if it was for fraternal, but this is for identical.
Can you, and this is, oh my gosh, I can see it now. I'm going to get lambasted because I know the answer probably.
What else
but
is
I just
new?
Like, I just like want to ask, like, for twins, could you like test their blood to figure out which one is which?
I feel like there might be other ways, like fingerprints.
Genius.
I mean, I don't think. Genius, yes. I don't think twins have the same fingerprints.
They can't. No way.
I would say
famously,
it's
like the
that.
Most unique thing about you.
I mean, because like, okay, I actually can't say this on air because I'm too scared of you guys. I'm way too
me
scared
and
of you guys.
Both like me and Caroline both like, oh my god, they're gonna be like,
we're like, I actually,
they already explained this in the show.
They're gonna be like, wait a minute, you didn't go to med school and you're doing a podcast. You cannot do a podcast if you haven't gone to med school. Oh my god, Caroline, I know all you have is your MRS degree. Don't be talking about blood. Don't be talking about genetic testing and makeup. You know nothing about it, imbecile. The world didn't need your opinion on it, Caroline. Stick to the freaking show. Anyway,
anyways, so that was
I can
just
see the comments now.
And part of me is like, why didn't they play Ride? And it's like, wait, this is so... They couldn't have played Ride.
Hell no. No, it's not them.
We go to the bar, and this is really Spencer. And she gets out of the shower, and
we're like, wait a minute, Spencer, we just started getting down and dirty with Tobes.
And Spencer, I know you go all night.
And Spencer, I know you're up all freaking night. Oh my god. So she is like showering or cleaning or something. I don't know. Next thing I know, she's unconscious. Next thing I know, she's waking up in a cell and she hears boo.
Mona's getting to play her greatest hits before she like goes out. You know what I mean? Like before like she's like I don't actually have to be A right now, but I get to do all of my favorite parts about being A right now. So she plays classical music in the barn. And then Spencer's like, Toby, which I thought was weird. Toby definitely isn't, like, setting the mood with classical
music.
Toby
is having
sex
right now. Why are you calling him? Toby is literally having sex right now.
And it's Mona. And Mona?
I think. I don't know if they went all the way.
You're right. Well, they're not married.
I don't know if they went all the way because the camera cut.
Right.
And it's not like they said want to make a baby. Like, believe me, I know what went down with Caleb, okay?
Anyways, Mona says, deja vu, bitch. And she knocks her unconscious just like the season 2 finale.
Oh, and it's a whack. It's a good whacking. It makes me think of when Mary Cosby said, whack her again, Bronwyn. Or whatever about Bronwyn yelling at Lisa.
Mary Cosby, oh my god, she is like inching into number one territory for me.
Well, she kind of, for me, like, exists above everybody else always. She's not,
yeah, I guess
she
that's
can't
true.
Possibly fall on a ranking. You know what I mean?
But like, I think you're right. I just watched last week's episode, and I think I'm scared about Angie. I haven't finished it.
Yes.
But at the lunch, I was a little bit like,
no.
Angie, no.
I agree, but I was cracking up, and Angie goes, you look like you just went through a wind tunnel. Like, all their little lines are so
I also
funny.
Loved when Brittany was like, and listen, Brittany like is putting her foot in her mouth so much, but she was, I think, earnestly being like, wait, Angie, like, I wouldn't have had to relist your house like this. Like, we could have like had this house sold. And Angie's like, you actually don't know any about what you're talking about. I live in, and she's sounding like Lisa. She's like, I lived in one of the richest zip codes in Salt Lake City. And then Lisa lists off in order the richest zip codes.
Jesus Christ. It's like, okay. Anyway, guys, we're going to talk all about that on the Patreon this weekend. And I have got to tell you about my weekend in Geneseo, Illinois, and the sketch that was drawn of me. So if you want to hear that and see the photo, well, that belongs behind a paywall. So you can see that on the Patreon this weekend. Okay, moving forward. So Spencer comes to, and she's got like a bunch of shit on her, and she's, or not yet, but she's in this like cell. It's very you. It's very Joe Goldberg.
Yeah.
And she's looking in the reflection of the glass, or so she thinks. And there's the spitting image of Spencer right there, scratching her head like a little monkey.
How did we pull this off?
How did
I couldn't have done what? This. I couldn't have like really. Like,
oh,
if
you
I
couldn't have edited
trend,
this?
Edited what?
I thought you meant like video editing. How do they do this?
Oh, Caroline, I've seen the Parents
Oh,
app.
You mean the game of possible. Mirror? Okay, you've obviously never taken an intro to acting class. That's like
but
the first
perfect.
Thing you do.
But it's perfect.
Well, Phoebe, you and I could do it perfectly. You know why? Because we're twins.
Fraternal twins.
So it's sort of like they just can do it.
Right.
How about that? It's just sort of like they just can do it.
Wait, that's why Troyan's accent. It's not Troyan. It's Troyan's twin who actually has a Cockney accent.
Wait, doesn't Troyan actually have a twin? No, her husband does.
Oh, maybe. Patrick J.
Her husband, who, by the way, unless I'm mistaken, is in the new Toni Collette show, Wayward. Have you
oh,
heard
probably.
Of Wayward?
I have heard of Wayward.
I just finished it. Crazy.
I haven't finished it yet.
What it's so good. Did you start
that?
It?
That was really good. No. Oh, I watched the Ed Gein before I watched that. But
yeah,
watch
I'm
that.
Watching that now. And then the new Murdoch thing is out. And
but no,
the
it's
John
not.
Wayne Gacy.
I
know the first
that,
three episodes are out of
so,
Murdoch.
But we have to wait a month.
I know.
Why the hell would they do that?
I don't know. I kind of can't even believe they're doing the Murdoch thing so soon at all, because this literally happened in like 2021.
It goes
but,
to show.
It's like, crazy.
It's because it's a rich fucking family. Like, they're just well, like, who cares?
Yes. And the other thing I have to say is like, anyone who's ever been like, no, that kind of thing doesn't happen. Like, there aren't families who are like paying off the cops. Like, these things just would never happen. Hey, by the way,
that's
yes,
the
they do. And that's the entire plot of this non-fictional story.
I found something out really troubling about our parents.
Should we take this off air? Oh, my God.
Well,
like, guys, listen.
Wait till I tell you. They don't think Brittany Snow is a good actor. They don't
like
her at all.
Mom and dad love to say shit for like shock, shock factor.
No, but they didn't
they
know that.
They love
I knew
to say shit to
was.
Get a reaction out of you and
no,
out of
but
me.
They didn't,
and
they
you
know
what?
Know that
it
that
works
was,
every time.
No, but they didn't know that was what was happening, because I said, oh, the girl from Hunting Wives is in the Murdoch show. And they go, ugh, she is a terrible actor.
Okay. Tell me you've never seen Pitch Perfect or Hairspray without
Thank
telling
you.
Me you've never seen Pitch Perfect
Thank
or Hairspray.
You. Or John
Tucker, or John Tucker
die.
Must die. Hello?
John Tucker just die is what I said.
Or her cameo in Gossip Girl where she plays a young Lily Vanderwoodson. Hello?
Yeah, like, I was like, you guys have no idea what you're talking about. So now you guys...
what the fuck? I didn't know you guys lost your fucking minds. Oh my God. Thanksgiving's going
to
be rough
up.
This year.
They want me to watch the show on HBO Max so badly, and I'm like, okay, well, you guys just lost any chance.
Okay,
of me
well,
that because now I.
Okay,
locked,
well, say Brittany Snow's a good actress.
But
you want me to watch Task? Oh, they locked you out too. Okay, great.
So
well, thank
also,
God,
like,
honestly.
Hey, Mom, I can't watch Task. And number two, Mom keeps being like, this guy is such a good actor, and I'm like, okay.
I'll never know.
I don't trust you. I don't trust you either.
Guess I'll never know. I was. Leaving, I don't trust you at all, actually. Because first you said Britney Snow wasn't good.
Exactly.
Next, you kicked me off the HBO account, no warning. Been on there my whole life. Oh my God. Didn't even
and
tell
then I
me?
Went to go see how much it costs, and I was like, Hulu and Netflix it is.
Well, I think they actually felt bad because I, like, first of all, dad responding in the group, I texted the family group chat, I was like, kicking me off HBO, no warning, it was cold. And Mom's like, sorry, goo. Like, we couldn't get in. I was like, I'm not fucking answering that. And then Dad is like, sorry, goo. And, like, explains the whole thing. And I was like, whoa, okay. Mom's pacing around the kitchen floor like, Goose is upset. Chris, do something. And then I was like, I was leaving teaching yesterday. I was like, all right, well, I got to go home and watch Pretty Little. Nope. I got to go home and purchase a new HBO account. and then watch Pretty Little Liars, even though I know it's on Hulu, but I didn't tell them that. And they were like, well, goo, we don't need to watch Task tonight, so you could try to just log in anyway. And I was like, no. I was like, don't put that on me. I don't want anything to do with it anymore after I took all this freaking blame for this family.
Oh, anyway. My goodness. So back to the show.
So that's our story. Anyway, back to the show. God, it was
I just thought it was important that everybody knew that our parents are on the wrong side of history with the Britney Snow opinion. And with
the Connell girls.
Well, yes.
Just in general.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so... Anyway, we hear boo because Alex Drake drops her hand early and Spencer's like, wait, what? and that's when Alex Drake says boo. And I'm not even scared because you said boo. I'm scared because of what was the accent? Where's the dialect coach?
The first syllable, the first thing she says with the British accent is with a syllable, and it's already so clear that it's going to be the worst accent you've ever heard in your whole life.
Bayou. Like,
and,
that's
and,
not
and
how you
Troyan,
say
Troyan, I ride and die for you, girl. I love you. You still are on my retroactive Emmy list for when I get the chance to make that award.
Phoebe, this
and
episode
by the way,
kind
mom
of like
and dad. And by the way, mom and dad, so is Britney Snow for Hairspray. Anyway. That's an Oscar.
That's actually an Oscar thing.
Sorry, Britney Snow for Hunting Wives. Just to
and an honorary Tony. An honorary Tony, okay? All right. So, anyway, Ezra is now doing something last minute at the Radley.
Wait, Mary Drake
like
comes
Spencer
in and
thought
is like,
he should
oh my gosh.
Do. Oh, yeah.
We didn't think you'd wake so soon, Spencer. And then they drug her.
Yeah, and it's like, okay. Wayward, they call the drugs booty juice. I'm like, they give Spencer booty juice here, too? Oh my God. So Ezra's doing something last minute for the wedding at the Radley. We'll find out about that later. And then he runs into Spencer, and he's all, like, confused about why she's here, because obviously you should be getting ready for the wedding. And Spencer is also lost for words, which is rare. And then we go to the dealer into Dungeon, and Barry,
daycare,
who they're calling Officer Maple.
I know. When have we ever called him
anything
other than Barry?
We're on a first name basis, and you know that, Emerson.
I'm just like, okay, Melissa gets like this little cameo at the very beginning of an hour and a half long episode, and Barry gets a cameo, and no butterscotch.
No butterscotch is insane. I mean, it's,
the priorities
it's
in the writer's room
were off
skewed.
We're obviously off.
Completely.
They were like, we're more worried about getting Marlene in this episode than we are about Lieutenant Butterscotch. They could only have one, and they chose her.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. So Barry's letting Emerson know that Mary Drake has actually escaped. And by the way, we don't think she's alone. And by the way, you girls are probably in imminent danger. Stay vigilant. Oh.
And it's Aria's like, of course. Of course. Mary
Aria's like, I knew this would happen on my wedding day. I knew this would happen on my... Why couldn't this have happened on Caleb's wedding day? It wasn't even real.
Don't worry. We get such an incredible Aria line later in the show that
multiple.
I was like... Because I was getting to a point where I was like, we might not get another Aria moment. Don't worry.
No, Phoebe, never fear. So Spencer wakes up again in her cell.
Back to the bunker.
Now she's got a bunch of She's got a bunch of wires and monitors attached to her. And Alex is in there. She goes, Mom's planning a special lunch. And Spencer's like, yum. She goes, you want to know who I am? I'm just a girl who met a man when he came in from the rain. That is, I'm not joking how she talks. That is a direct...
I'm
just a girl who met a man when he came in for the rain. That's what she says. Are you going to try and tell me it's not what
No. Sorry. I skipped ahead a section and I was like, what did I mean? And then I remembered what I meant. So repeat what you just said.
Oh, sure. I would love to. So Alex is in the cell and she goes, Mom's planning a special lunch. And then Spencer's like, who are you? She goes, you want to know who I am? I'm just a girl who met a man when he came in from the rain.
I love that line, but I also love when she says... How hard did Mona hit you?
How hard did Mona hit you?
It is like every even words
like,
that don't have
fuck?
A consonant, like a hard sound at the end. There's still something in her mouth that is making like a.
She's using her tongue, and putting it against the like her teeth, like the back of her teeth, like sort of almost like in a Pittsburghese way. When it's like downtown, like that's what she's doing. She's like, got a lazy tongue. And then she's also like adding in like the Cockney like consonant skip too much.
Harshness.
You know what I mean?
It's a lot.
Yeah, and so, I got a lot of quotes to do. So like, don't worry.
So here's the man who comes in from
more.
The here's the man who comes in from the rain. It's Ren.
You
comes into
come
Alex's
in
bar.
With the rain.
And Alex when they style Alex when she's not like in the life where she has to be Spencer, I'm like, oh my god, is this just like a mean she's British stereotype the whole time?
Scary Spice.
Like, and especially her outfit later when she meets Cece in the airport. I was like,
she might as well be wearing like the Union Jack, like in a tube dress. And then she's got like the blue eyeliner. Like she looks like a walking like Maybelline or like, the, like Rimmel. The, get the London look. The teased hair.
Yeah, the teased hair. Yes.
Yeah.
And so one thing that this is what I got distracted by in my notes is that I had to watch this with headphones because, again, HBO Max wasn't working in the household where I was when I was trying to watch this. So every single background actor, all of the ADR in this scene, they all have the, I think it's just Troyan over and over again saying different words in a British accent.
No way.
They all have the exact same kind of accent as Spencer.
Wait, I need to go listen to that.
As Alex Drake in this scene.
They're like, okay, we can't possibly ask Troyan to match their accent, so we need everybody here to match her accent, but that's actually impossible. The only person we've ever known to be able to perfectly match her accent is Caroline Connell, and she's not on the scene yet. She's not ready yet.
We
gotta just have Troyan record like watermelon, 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 peas and carrots, peas and carrots. Like over and over again. You know, it's what they say on stage when you're supposed to be talking.
I think I did know about watermelon because that's what you're supposed to say like in a chorus if you don't know the words.
I actually improvise. That's what I do. I actually mouth and like have like beautiful stories happen every night on stage.
Because the integrity of theater isn't a joke to me.
It's not a joke to me. Joke to some of you, not to me. Anyway, so Ren obviously is completely convinced it's Spencer and that Spencer is trying to ghost him in real time in front of him before his eyes. He's like, Spencer,
don't try to ghost me again. I wanted Ren to be like, Spencer, that is the worst accent I've ever heard in my whole life. You can't pretend that this isn't you.
What? What?
You want a pint?
You want a pint or not? Do you want to get the stone or not? It's like that from Harry
Potter.
This is actually all that Troy and watched. She watched this Harry Potter and she was Weasley. Like, okay, got it. Copy and paste.
And she
before
says,
Ren, like Alex knew nothing about their past. Yeah. Ghost. Before that, Alex knew nothing about her past. Ren showed Alex the picture of Spencer and AD is like, I don't know why. I thought
Ren was putting me on. I love
and
that
then she
line.
Fell in love with Ren.
Yes.
Melissa was already out of the picture. She was dating a composer. And then Spencer's like, I'm freaking the heck out. And Alex is like, let me drug you.
There's like a subtle dig at Spencer here when she says Melissa had moved on to some composer, so he was fair game.
Oh, that's good. I didn't notice that, but that's good. I was probably lost it in the accent.
But he has a tight, that's noticing. For sure.
Good noticing.
Thank you.
So then Alex is like taunting Spencer, and Spencer, of course, is chained up, but she tries to attack Alex.
She is truly chained up.
The laugh
of
her lifetime. She's
actually
chained up.
Oh my God. Representation of her being chained up.
Of her being chained up, and we knew this, and we all knew it.
Caroline and her.
And then Spencer realizes, like, oh my God, you are pretending to be me, aren't you? And it's like, can't believe that's not the first thought you had. And then Alex, and she goes, you're never going to pull this off. And Alex's entire like, cheerio, pip, pip, cheerio. Her entire act falls and she goes, I've already pulled it off. And she gets like really intense.
And then
we get the flashback to all the moments.
And then she drops a little puff of smoke and she disappears.
And then we see her scurrying out of the cell and it's like, was that supposed to cover up your whole exit? Like, get more powerful smoke bombs.
She like fumbles with the key. She can't quite get it in to leave.
Shit. Oh, crikey. Anyway,
so we get the flashback to Hannah. Hannah in the barn. It was Alex when she was in the sexy, slutty Argyle sweater.
The
with
infamous
the photo
Argyle
album.
Sweater.
And then it was
the
Toby
kiss while
kiss.
He was engaged to Yvonne, of course.
And the beard hookup. Spencer just wanted to know. What it was like.
Yes. And so they say that history repeats itself with their mothers because obviously.
Like daughter.
Mary Drake pretended to be Jessica to be with Daddy, and now this. But good news, according to Alex Drake, Ren doesn't care anymore. We don't know why immediately, but we go to that talk in the airport where Spencer goes up to Ezra and is like, I don't think you've met Ren Kingston.
He doesn't care anymore, but there was a time he would do anything for me.
Anything for me.
Anything.
and she's explaining, like, basically – Alex decided to do everything with the game for Cece because Cece like explains it all to her. They became really, really close. And she really believed that those bitches like should get what they deserve. And then
do you have this line written down? Ezra, I need your read for it.
Which line?
Well, first, I keep my word. And then she says, those bitches took her away from me. I'm honoring her. Don't you get that? And Ren says, I get everything about you.
I get everything about you. About you. I don't know. Sorry, I don't have it written down. But believe me, I'll make it up. I'll make it up. I swear to God. So when the game was eventually over, Alex's plan was to go back to London. But unfortunately, at this point, she was completely obsessed with Spencer and like how lucky Spencer was and how much she didn't deserve it. And Ren was deeply concerned by how Alex was spiraling over this. And he was like, I don't get it. Like, I thought you were just in it for Charlotte's money. Because you remember that like all the Karasimi group money had been drained. All of that went to Alex. Mm-hmm. And so the idea was like, that should be enough for you to just like let this go now. But she was like, no, I want a home and parents and friends that risk their lives for each other. I want to know what it feels like. And so Ren's like, well, why don't you just go tell them the truth? They're really forgiving. Honestly, like, they forgave Mona. They forgave Allison. Like, I don't think it's a stretch that they would forgive you.
They even, like, let Cece out of Welby.
Literally. Like, they are forgiving to a fault. To a massive, massive fault, mm-hmm. I would say. And she like, says, do you love me?
I can't be one of them not as Alex.
Yeah, she has to be Spencer. So she asks Ren if he loves her, and he says, till death do us part, and she pulls out a gun. I thought she was going to shoot him here, and I was like, okay, the seeds. No, she's getting him to shoot her, and I'm sorry. This is so crazy. You're asking him to shoot you, like, right above your heart. I feel like there's got to be a better way to fake this injury.
Like, maybe, like, a little stab wound that you dress to look like a... If you're really that crazy, I'm just like...
Spencer's loaded. Maybe she got her scar removed.
Yeah, I just think there are plenty of other options. I don't know. This just goes to show how unwell this person is.
Exactly. I think this is really what the scene is here for. It's like to show us like we're very much not dealing with someone rooted in reality. And this whole episode feels like when we get those like villain origin stories for serial killers and they're like, look at their childhood. And yet it doesn't forgive them for what they did as adults. And it's like, hurt people hurt people. There are a lot of hurt people who don't hurt people. And so even though we learn about like Alex Drake's really hard life, she just like never had to take it here. So we don't have to feel bad for her just because she had a hard life. Right. We can have pity for her, but she desperately needs help.
Listen up, Road Warriors. The holidays may seem far away, but they sneak up fast. Luckily, we have the perfect solution to help you get your shopping done and have a fun time doing it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is known for their high-quality and unique products. These are often handmade by independent artists and small businesses in small batches and can sell out fast. With the help of Uncommon Goods, I think I was able to beat Caroline to finding the most perfect gift for my dad this holiday season. I found these epic sets of pint glasses made by artist Leslie Thompson. I picked the screen-printed design of Fenway Park in Boston that includes intricate details of the park that will be sure to impress and bring a smile to my dad's face. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers to mixologists. By shopping with Uncommon Goods this holiday season, you are not only supporting small, independent business and artists, but also get the opportunity to give back $1 of each of your purchases to a nonprofit of your choice. They've already donated over $3 million. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/prettylittlepodcast. That's uncommongoods.com/prettylittlepodcast for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Listen up, Road Warriors. I have got to tell you about this book I just finished, Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher. I truly didn't know a romance starring a demon hero could be so cozy.
Okay, I actually did know that, but it's not a competition. Guys, Guardian Demon is the ultimate forbidden romance novel, but it still keeps it upbeat and fun, and it's giving major star-crossed lovers vibes, which we famously love.
Totally. The grumpy sunshine trope is becoming one of my faves. I could not put this book down. My phone was literally on Do Not Disturb all weekend thanks to this New York Times bestseller.
So if you want to be a well-read hottie like us, then grab your copy of Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher. It's available wherever books are sold in print and in ebook, but the Gorge Deluxe first printing is only available for a limited time. So run, don't walk. Hello, Road Warriors. As you know, I'm one of the great celebrators of Halloween. So when I suggest a spooky and spicy book in October, you gotta listen. It's called House of Rain by New York Times bestselling author Harley LaRue.
We're both reading it.
Place bets on who will finish first.
And I can't believe how perfectly it ties into our girls. It's giving gothic horror, but with insane romance. So all you Arias out there are gonna love it.
And it's also super spicy and romantic and spooky. So even if you're not an Aria, you're pretty much going to freaking love it.
We just started reading it and Caroline texted me at 3 a.m. last night telling me she literally couldn't put it down.
And I am dying to know Phoebe's thoughts because it's her first spicy book and I think she's going to be hooked. Phoebe, do you want to read the synopsis?
Yeah. Gothic, sapphic romance meets supernatural suspense on a remote island in the Pacific Northwest. As a night of forbidden passion opens a Pandora's box of dangerous secrets and dark magic in this sinfully spicy standalone novel by New York Times bestselling TikTok sensation, Harley LaRue.
Sheesh. Obviously, we want you guys to read along with us, so you can get a copy of House of Rain by Harley LaRue wherever books are sold in print and ebook.
And if you want to match us and get the gorgeous deluxe hardcover edition, it is available only for a limited time, so go grab yours before they're gone. Back to the bunker, Alex confirms that she killed Ren and turned his ashes into an eternity stone because diamonds
are forever.
Wait,
okay, so she didn't say she killed him, and I was like, maybe he died, but she literally killed him. I wish we knew how.
I know. And this was after Ren went to Welby to see Mona.
Yeah.
Because Mona then confirms later on that it was Ren who came in.
Right.
Imagine Mona being like, no way. No way. This isn't
yeah,
you,
I know. What, are you going to kill me?
You want me to believe that this was you?
Ooh, are you going to kill me? It's almost like Mona's like, yeah, good luck catching me. No, like, apparently his schedule, like, wasn't free for him to be in the rest of this episode.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, apparently. That's what people were saying.
Hey, like, buddy, what were you up to?
Yeah, they couldn't make it work with his schedule to be in the rest of this episode. So you're, like, I just don't get it, but anyway.
But we do get an amazing, like, twist in just who Alex is, that she's wearing Ren around her neck.
No, crazy. She's like, now he's always with me because Donnie's lost forever.
That was the inspo for Megan Fox and MJK?
Are you MGK? Being, you're joking? MGK?
Yeah.
What? No, it wasn't.
What was?
Shut up. You did not actually think this was.
No, it was a joke, but then you took me more seriously than I expected.
Well, because you didn't say it like it was a joke.
Well, I caught myself off guard by getting his name
wrong.
Girl,
we gotta work on your comedic timing. It's like, I know you think you're being funny, but you just sound like a massive bitch. Anyway, so... So then now Alex has to leave because she has to go get ready for the wedding.
How are we doing our hair, Spence? Don't worry. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, so she leaves. So all the girls are getting ready for the wedding. We still have no leads on where Mary Drake is. And Spencer is like, Aria, you just definitely should not tell Ezra this till after the wedding. Like, not a good idea. Can I just say, this wedding dress reveal was such a bummer vibes. Aria comes out in, honestly, a gorgeous wedding dress. Looks gorgeous. No one says anything. Hannah goes, wow. Hashtag Aria's wedding dress.
Aria's wedding dress. Oh!
Hey, guys. Is that a joke about the constant hashtags they are putting on the screen?
I mean, maybe, but it's so funny. Like, that is the last way I want Hannah Marin to respond to my wedding dress.
That means she has not a single adjective. Nothing to say. But I'm like,
and nothing nice.
It's a great dress. It's not like she's coming out wearing like some fucked up Aria steampunk wedding dress that like Hannah wouldn't like. You know?
I'm honestly shocked she didn't have like the top hat like in Parent Trap.
No, I know. She's like, I've dreamt of this since I was a little girl and I first saw the movie, and so of course I'm doing it. I remember seeing that and being like, okay, so this girl does not
ugly
get fashion.
As fuck. Ugly.
She does not get fashion.
Well, I almost said I thought ugly, but I did famously go on to have a fedora phase. So maybe I was a inspired.
Big thing with literal top hats. So,
okay, yeah.
Maybe I was like,
anyway, the only thing that is missing is that it's a top hat and not a fedora.
And not a fedora.
That was my thought then as a kid.
Okay, so Arya seems fucking miserable, of course. Spencer's crying. Spencer is crying because she's so happy to be with him. It's just like, what
Emily
the fuck?
Is
because
too,
we know it's
and
on
we
her.
Kind of. It's funny to see Shay Mitchell do things that she did when she was so young that, like,
yeah.
Now she's like, at this point in the show, she's like Shay Mitchell. But in the beginning, she was still like kind of timid and like we didn't really know who she was. So the things that she was doing when she was acting, you weren't sure if it was like her age or just Shay Mitchell. But she like does the Megan Albatross Shay Mitchell like, like arm down, but hand on her arm, crying and nodding. And it's so interesting that it's like the Holly Marie Combs hands, like.
Totally, yes.
But yeah, Emily cries and then Spencer cries and I'm like, I'm just so like grossed out by it.
By this whole thing. I have to say I did not peg Arya for a navy chiffon bridesmaid dress color palette.
Well, no, not at all.
Just one little note on that. Okay, so then Pam brings in one of the babies. Spencer asks to hold her, and Arya's like getting obviously upset about it. Pam goes, "Arya, you look like you just stepped out of Modern Bride." And Arya's like, "Thanks, Mrs. Fields." And she goes, "Please, after all these years, you can call me Pam. I half expected Arya to be like, I've been calling you Pam since I met you." She goes, "Okay, thanks, Pam.
I'm your peer, not your underling."
Yeah, exactly. And Spencer's looking at the baby and goes, "I knew you'd be so cute, Ren's baby." Oh my God, you guys, we found out who the dad is. It's fucking Ren Kingston.
And I just like, Mr. this is Kingston. Still one of my like favorite, least favorite continuity errors of like, so you mean to tell me that Emily's eggs and Ren's sperm made two blonde hair, blue eyed kids?
Psychotic.
Like, well, we couldn't. Better cast
I mean,
this.
Never mind. Again, can't say this because you all get mad at me for not going to med school. But I'm like, Allison carried the baby.
I don't think so. But also, another thing that confuses me is that when they get the DNA test, Allie says, "It's you and me." To Emily. She said, like,
yeah.
"It's you and me, kid."
Well, that's, I'm like.
So maybe one of them is Allie, but they look identical. They're babies, but they, like, the other one doesn't have, like, brown hair.
Yeah, I don't know. We definitely sound so dumb, and I can't wait to see what the comments look like about this. Okay, so Mary Drake is talking to Spencer down in the bunker, and she's like, "Look, I'm also being held hostage. Like, it's okay. I think you should fucking trust me because I did take the blame for you guys. Don't forget that."
The
like,
way
okay,
that she says
do
it.
That so you would have collateral for this moment.
I hated the way she said that. She's like,
"Yeah,
I won't have you forget. I'm a wanted convict for murder.
Let's
I did
not forget
not commit.
What I did for you.
You.
Yeah." So she's like, "I thought we could have lunch together," and slide some food under the glass. I'm like, "Spencer, don't fucking eat that." And she goes,
"Spencer,
I made saltado de pollo. I took a lover in Peru who taught me how to make it." And that
and
convinces
it was
Spencer
line.
To eat it. It's almost like Spencer's like, "Oh, it's authentic." Okay.
Oh my God, that's what you thought. I was like, "Oh, Spencer just need to remember that, like, mother, like daughter. She's a slut too. Can't be that bad."
She's like, "Okay, well, if this is a recipe
this
from a lover
slutty.
That I'm totally in." And Mary's like, "Look, I don't know where we are, but like, you're safe. Alex promised me you're safe. And I didn't know like any of this. I didn't know if Alex was alive until a few weeks ago." And we end up getting the whole flashback to this whole baby scene because we had seen the first part of the baby scene when Spencer gets taken to Vivi.
Right, in her top hat and trench coat.
Right, of course, as all babies are discharged from the hospital. But what we didn't see was baby number two, who ultimately...
There was another top hat on another trench
There
coat.
Was another baby, and it's giving, "I see a nose, I see a curl, it's a healthy, perfect, lovely little..." That's what I would do if I saw Alex Drake come out next. She was adopted in exchange for money. And so basically Mary Drake sold Alex
like you,
Drake to a wealthy couple in England
her.
Thinking she was going to have a fairy tale moment. Instead, the wealthy couple was like, "No, this is a bad egg," which was true. She started having some weird issues. So they drop her off at an orphanage for like wayward children. Alex then runs away from there at age 10. And that was a year before Mary found out she was even there. So that's her like loneliness villain origin story. But again, doesn't forgive her for fucking anything, Mary. Don't even try it.
Mm-hmm. And
Mary goes,
Spencer's
wait, this
like,
is kind of crazy though. Mary goes, can you imagine how alone she must have felt? And Spencer's like, yeah, I can. I'm like,
Spencer. Spencer, I'm going to take your side a lot.
Do you mean like right now?
Spencer, right, I'm going to take right your now? Side a ton.
A but ton. Even when you were in no, a
bunker, ton. Even when you were in a bunker, you had your friends.
You've literally never been alone. Like, ever. Never. You famously been stalked for your entire life. Yeah, like, you famously
have people have always been paying you attention. It may have been negative, yeah. But you've always been getting attention.
You've felt a lot of emotions, but loneliness just isn't one of them. Isn't Sorry. that was a little bit of an Aria moment. I'm like, okay, good thing you're getting this break from Aria for a little bit.
So Spencer starts crying and Mary's like, Alex would never forgive me if you got out. I like want to come in and hug you. And then ultimately Mary's like, okay, fine, I will. And she goes in and they're hugging and Spencer says, thank you. And Mary says, you don't have to thank me. I'm your mother. And then she locks her back in. But guys, not so fast.
Spencer's we too knew smart Spencer for this. Even the drugs hugs. Aren't fogging her brain this much. Yeah. She's stolen a bobby pin from Mary Drake, who should have known better than to have a bobby pin on her person.
But
for
I'm
this hug.
Also like, where was it? Her hair.
It must
down.
Have been because it was a really passionate hug. I'm wondering if Spencer like shoved her hands in Mary's hair and like. Because it was like, it seemed like a hug they both needed. And I'm like, well, yeah, Spencer needed it, needed Mary to believe it. so Byron's talking to Arya and he's like, look, when I find Ezra, once I make sure he's okay, I'm going to make sure he's not okay. I cannot fucking stand Byron Montgomery.
Sorry, you just cut out just a bit. That's why I didn't have a big reaction. It was not because of you. And Spencer tells Arya
when you're editing later
again.
If you could just record yourself laughing and then put that in for that joke.
Oh, for sure.
And apparently Ezra has sent Arya a text saying he's not coming, which is crazy. I mean, I'm like, actually Spencer in that is case like, Arya is acting better than me. In that case,
and better than I ever would have thought she could, frankly.
Oh no, for sure. Sorry, Arya, I have not given you enough credit. Mm-mm. So Spencer's picking the lock and she hears a little rumble in a cell next door. Uh-oh, it's Ezra Fitz. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, it's Ezra Fitz. I got him too. Ha ha, boo. Sorry, that was Alex Drake. She has that playing down there. It was scary.
Right. He's a massive gash on his head. Like yeah. The entire, it's frankly probably a miracle he woke up.
Yeah, he's okay. I know, literally. Ezra's like, all I remember is I did this reservation thing that you told me to do, and then I remember a death stare from this person, and then nada, and then I woke up nada. Here, and then nada bing nada boom, I'm here.
And that's my and like,
Spencer's like, are you okay? He's like, it's my wedding day, Spencer, and we're locked in some sort of do-it-yourself dungeon, so no, I'm not okay.
And Spencer's like, she's Jesus like, fucking Jesus Christ. And he Christ. Says, sorry, exactly. Sarcasm is my defense mechanism when I'm about to be murdered.
Sorry, I didn't know you don't speak sarcasm.
Me.
And then he puts his finger over his lip and he has a mustache tattoo. He's like, Arya and I got these yesterday. I never would have done that if I didn't end up marrying her. Oh my God. Some people get their rings tattooed. We got mustaches tattooed. It's just quirky. We're just different, okay?
Oh my God.
It's everyone's always like out to get us because we're different. Like, because we're unique. Okay. Sorry, it's called different strokes like, for different folks.
They are probably the most normal. Like in their, no, not their origin story, but I just mean like in their day to day life, like they probably have like, they're just they're probably the least interesting people.
Yeah. I mean, well, I know that. I should know that.
Right. So we go back to the Radley.
I mean, the
Arya's
most interesting
in the
thing about Arya, if you don't want to talk about her relationship, is that her mother is Elphaba in the Community Theater National Tour of Wicked.
And she's really tired of you guys bringing it up.
Yeah. And she's and not a friends could baby. Just knock out of the stage door. It makes my mom feel weird. Anyway. So we're back at the Radley. Arya's changed out of her dress. She's in her robe. She's depressed. We get the moment from Twilight, there's a possibility, yeah. Where it, like, circles around Bella in the chair. And Spencer's going to go to Arya's apartment to get her, like, some stuff she needs. Emerson's going to stay with Arya. There's
Hannah
a knock,
knocks on the
and
door.
Arya, like, catapults herself. She's like, Ezra! I'm like, I'm sorry. I just need to say something. If I was in Arya's position and I heard a knock on the door, I'm sorry, the last person I would actually want to be behind that door is Ezra.
And,
because
and
then I would have a murder
way,
charge
by
on my
the
hands.
Way, if Caroline was in this position, Ezra's also the last person anybody wants behind that door because they don't want to have to see what's about to happen.
No, like I would not be like smiling, opening the door like hopeful. No. Vengeful, maybe. maybe look of death on my face. Maybe I'm covered in blood because I've
grabbed my gun.
Reason. Yeah, exactly.
So it's Hannah. And Arya doesn't say a word. She's pissed.
Nothing. She's like, basically flicks her off and goes back. So we're back to the bunker. Spencer's trying to pick the lock. Hello, sister. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, hello, sister. Oh my god. Oh, this one's itchy. Oh my god. It's on my heel. It's right on my Achilles heel. Oh my god, it's right on my Achilles heel. I didn't know that was real. Holy shit, it says hello, sister. And it's red. It's bright red. It looks like it's written in dripping blood. Perfect. Great. It's humongous, Phoebe. It started on my Achilles heel. It's all the way up my calf.
It's on your Achilles heel.
Phoebe, I don't know if you know how big an Achilles heel is. Sounds like you think it's smaller than it is. But actually, this one, I thought it started there.
It looks just like the Order of the Phoenix.
It goes all the way up the back of my calf.
It's written like Harry Potter's.
Oh, youch. Oh, youch.
Oh, youch. Well, that's two things. When I was about to say before that happened was you should see how elated Caroline looks every time she gets to say, hello, sister. And then she made a look on her face like I was, oh, my God, like, have we not been recording? Like, what?
Phoebe believed
it. Her computer just shut off.
Phoebe's such a freaking sucker. She's such a freaking sucker. I still can get you after all this time. After all this time, sister. Hello, sister. Which one's better?
I mean, there. It's like first half of the pod, second half of the pod.
Do I even have an I see you tattoo? I can't see them. They all overlap now.
You must have it. Someone will tell you down below. But what I will say is like that's a contender for if Caroline and I ever get podcast tattoos.
You would never, though. You've told me you would never.
I wouldn't, but in theory.
Don't dangle it in front of me like that. That's mean.
And like a really dainty, beautiful cursive that says "Hello, sister."
You know that I would love to have one.
I know you would, and I wouldn't. Unless they're like Post Malone's tattoos right under.
Unless they're
eyes.
Just a teardrop underneath their eye, and we don't explain it.
Always tired. It says "Hello, sister."
And we're like, we didn't know the teardrop meant you killed somebody. We thought it meant that we were sad the show's over. Okay, so Spencer is like currently trying to convince AD that all the girls, the liars, will forgive her. She's explaining the whole Mona thing. And then she realizes, oh, you don't just want my friends. You want Toby too. And then she's like, oh, holy shit.
Wait, before this
you're
happens,
planning on keeping me here forever.
When she comes down and says, hello, sister, it's as Ezra and Spencer are trying to hopefully get the door open. And then Alex goes over to Ezra and is like, what the hell are you? And she goes, we actually met once.
What
and
the hell are you?
The best part of Troyan's acting as Alex is when she switches from the Cockney accent into she's really good at pretending. And bear with me for a second. She's very good.
I believe they call it code switching.
She's very good at being like acting like a British person who is pretending to be American. Like the way
well,
she says Ezra.
I thought the
Ezra
same thing because it sounds like a accent. Not perfect American accent.
Exactly. Like the way she said Ezra.
Yeah.
And then she goes in and she says
flashback.
Yeah.
When we have the flashback to that airport scene, and I don't remember it the first time, but she goes, this is Ren Kingston. And she like says it in an accent first. I feel like we didn't see that the first time, but interesting.
Spencer is trying to explain to her, like Caroline said, that like we forgave Mona, we could forgive you. And Alex is like, well, you kind of forgave Mona, but not really. And then Spencer's like, oh my god, you also want Toby. Like, this is about Toby. And Alex says he settled for Yvonne and now he's free to be with his one true love, May. And Spencer, like, can't even freaking believe her ears. Like, the delusion that she's having to kind of entertain here to hopefully get out of here. And then Alex goes on to say, like, Mary Drake kept you alive once. She's keeping you alive now. Whatever, whatever. And that's when it clicks that she's talking about the blind school. And she said, and Spencer's like, oh, it wasn't just Jenna and Noel there. It was you and Sydney. And we find out that Sydney was a one-off, and Alex knew that Sydney had been, stealing from a bank, so it was blackmail, and she fit the hoodie. But Jenna, though, Jenna had Alex's respect. And Jenna recruited Noel to help look for Alex because they knew about Alex through Cece, and they knew that the Karasimi group and all of that money was kind of fishy. So they were hoping to get their hands on some money because Jenna is desperate to see again and really wanted another surgery. And
and this surgery didn't work either.
No, she's still blinded as a bat and useless. That is what I said.
And then did you go to the Sarah part?
No. Right, it starts right now. Okay. Go ahead.
So Cece told Sarah Harvey that her greatest treasure was hidden in the Radley. Sarah thought this was going to be like a pile of gold, like money, something weird like that. No, it was the fall. It was the fall.
You
found. The file that Spencer found with all the information about Charlotte's family, etc. All Charlotte wanted was a family, so it makes sense that would be her greatest treasure. And then we find out Cece and Archer Rollins met on a plane. Really, really hit it off. He, like, fell head over heels.
Which is crazy. They met exactly, like, there was that episode where they find Allie, and this is the episode where Allie tells
Allie,
everything.
And Allie, like, gives
in,
her
and
the...
Yes, because yeah. Cece's in the same outfit that happened. So Cece goes right to Paris, and Alex is there waiting. She meets Archer on that flight. They are going to reconnect eventually, but she meets Alex right in the airport here.
Yes, and when they do
meet,
this
is when she's,
like,
in an insane outfit.
Oh, yeah, she looks so UK.
She's like dark eyeliner, teased hair, and like a...
No, she's literally giving, like...
Where, like, it's really fluffy at the top into a mohawk almost. And then the hair somehow is also down in the back. But then, like, it's not shaved, but it almost could be on the sides.
Yeah. No, I kind of can't believe London Calling was in what played when we saw her. Like, that's how much she's committed to the
literally
look. But apparently they met and they just, like, could not stop talking. They were immediate besties.
Cece and Archer were one of the greatest love affairs she'd ever seen.
Jesus Christ.
One of the greatest love affairs she'd
actually
ever seen.
Horrifying to think about. Well, what's crazy, though, is that we find out that Archer and Allison, everything he did to Allison was his idea.
Just his thing.
Wait, also, did you say this already? Did we find out Sydney was just robbing a bank on her own?
Yeah.
And we never touched back on that? What? Like,
she just fit the hoodie, so she's one off.
She was just robbing it
also,
anyway.
Caroline, I kind of need you to do a line read of this line for when we find out that she's in love with Toby and that... When she says he settled for Yvonne and now he's free to be with his one true love.
Me. He settled for Yvonne. Now he's free to be with his one true love. Me. Like that or something like that or how was that?
Ron Weasley.
I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. She has so many of, like, the skipping the consonants. Like, settled. Like, she has a zillion of those. Anyway. So apparently... Archer and Cece and Alex and Ren were, like, the dynamic double date couples. They did everything together. But when Cece came back, she really missed the game. And she was like, sorry, I got to go fuck with these people some more. But Alex, you need to stay far away from the Hastings. They are bad people. And I'm sorry, I cannot get over Cece's nails. It's like, it's like
terrible,
pinky, white. Ring finger, black. Middle finger, red. Pointer finger, white.
She just went to, like, a Queen of Hearts. She just went to a Queen of Hearts party.
Like, it's literally crazy. I'm like, okay, Viv.
And this is
okay,
Vivian
Dark Bloom nails.
This is kind of an interesting interaction between them, though, because Alex almost looks normal. Because Alex is like, why are you giving them so much power over you and all this stuff? And Cece's the one who's like, I am the power. And I'm assuming this is right before she goes back to do the dollhouse, which is like, oh my god.
It has to be, yeah. So then Cece gives Alex something. She's like, I love
Spencer
you. I'm always going to take care of you. See ya.
And it's a Patsy Cline record, of course.
Yes,
and
crazy.
It's like, and hey, that is what Americana is all about. You bring them Patsy Cline and you say, listen.
That was all about. Cece never came back to London. And the next time Alex saw her was at her grave.
She laid the seeds in Alex to say, like, the Hastings actually suck. Like, you don't want to be a part of their family. Like, they are terrible. And Alex is like, you just want Spencer all to yourself. And Cece says, no, she's just a doll to me. The Hastings are terrible people.
So, like, if Cece had never done that, I feel like Alex would have been like, sister, let's be best friends, you know? Mm-hmm. Because of that, Cece really convinced Alex that Spencer was toxic. And so she just, like, believes her. And, like, she's like, and that's it. End of story time. Goodbye. So Spencer's like, well, wait, what's going to happen to Ezra? I know I'm alive because I'm family, and family is freaking forever. And Alex says, you need to enjoy his company while you can, because he's getting the freaking axe, I guess.
Literally.
So we're back at Radley. No, literally. Everyone's asleep except Spencer, who's watching them. She's being creepy. She gets in bed with Arya, starts playing with her hair.
And says, Hannah.
I think you and I are going to be the closest of all.
Like, you said that full volume, but also Hannah, of course, is the good friend in the bed with Arya, even though you know Arya was so mean to her all night.
You know Arya was so mean. And also, I'm sorry, why is Arya on the same half of the bed that Hannah's on when it's a king?
I know.
Why is there enough room for two, for Spencer and Spencer to get in bed? There's enough room for Emerson fully to get in bed as a package deal.
Well, it's just in case Ezra were to come back.
Well, oh, right. Of course. Hannah would love
keeping
that.
It warm.
So next day at the stable, Spencer is visiting the temperamental horse, who we know doesn't really like strangers. And she thinks she can trick the horse. Think again. Hey, think again. Don't insult a horse's intelligence like that.
Mm-mm.
You know, sometimes they escape in Charleston, and good for them. You know, sometimes we would get like cougar alerts at the College of Charleston. It would be like, horse running through downtown Charleston. One of them got loose on the carriage ride and they are running through downtown. Like, that's crazy.
Imagine seeing that.
Maybe stop doing the carriage rides.
Like, if they want to escape so bad, maybe
we should let them escape. Oh my God. And why also smells like shit everywhere.
Yes. So then,
Spencer tries to put the saddle on the horse, the horse flips out, and Toby's like, easy, easy.
Toby says something like that. Meg Stalter,
easy, girl.
How people in Brandy Melville act when I walk in. Easy, easy.
Hey, I also just saw a tweet that was like, when my body starts getting nervous for no reason, Hey, easy girl, what do you see?
What do you know that I don't?
Easy girl, what do you know? What do you feel? This is so funny. Anyway, okay, so Spencer runs away. Toby's like, okay, we're back at the rally.
Leave it to Himbo Toby, Manny Toby, to be cracking the code on this.
Yes. Allie's been on the damn horn today. She's been on the phone. She's calling someone else about Ezra. Emily and Hannah are going through his stuff looking for clues. And we see, hello, he left his packed bag here. Ari's like, I knew he didn't fucking leave me.
And all of you guys are actually so, I can't even believe you guys
mean for
that.
Thinking that that was your first thought, was he left me at the altar. That's insane. They're like, well, he did text you saying that. Then we get a knock at the door and we meet Davis David of Davis David's Hot Air Balloons. And he shows up with champagne looking for Mr. and Mrs. Fitz, because this is the fucking thing that Ezra booked yesterday morning that Spencer told him to book.
I don't get any of
to
it.
To kick off
also
the honeymoon.
Like, he looks,
I'm like, was that Spencer? I know it wasn't, but
he looks right at Arya and says, Mrs. Fitz. And she looks like she can't even fathom why he would think or say that.
No.
It's like, Arya.
No, I'm Arya. She's like, great. Arya? I knew this would happen. We wrote a book together. It's like you guys are getting married. Anyway,
Allie is definitely the stay-at-home mom. You get home and she's on the phone all the time. Oh, and then you hear her say,
phone.
Okay, yeah, bye-bye. And then another person calls her and she's on the phone for another 45 minutes.
Or she's like, okay, bye. God, she is the worst. And she starts talking shit. Okay, so we find out that Ezra booked this yesterday at 10 a.m. the day of his wedding. Why would he do that if he wasn't planning on getting married?
Rosewood Times Square. Outside of Veronica's office, Veronica is going to counsel Jenna on a case against Addison, I guess. I wish we could know
what
it was about.
They're
going to
threaten a civil case against Addison. Last I saw Jenna, you were grabbing her in the hall.
We never get to know what it's for.
Like, that's crazy.
And then Spencer is smiling outside, and Vivi's like, what? And Spencer goes,
what,
nothing,
girl?
Nothing. You're just a rock star. Just
total rock star is
it's
all.
It's said like Ben Donald would do say it.
No.
She's like, you are such a rock star, mama.
Yeah, mama. Yes, exactly. And then Jenna's like, hey, Spence, thanks so much for setting this up. By the way, is that a new perfume? And Spencer's like, oh, yeah. And by the way, I'm also going to try and convince Toby to stay here for a while. And Jenna, she said, my senses are sharp, bitch. I might not be able to see, but my senses are sharp. She calls Toby. She says, I don't think
Spencer.
Spencer. Which is kind of crazy.
Okay, Jenna. Okay. But also, like, I thought you had met Alex before. So I'm like, wouldn't you know that that was Alex, like, immediately if your senses are so sharp? So then we go to Ezra's loft.
Hacking into Ezra's credit card accounts.
And
he's like, okay, he hasn't spent a dime since he went missing. And I can see that his car's at the Radley. He's around.
Hey, Caleb, I want to know what else he buys and how much money's in there. Caleb hasn't left yet. His car is also at the Radley on Atticus Street. We get two Atticus callbacks, which is interesting. Then
yes,
someone's like, let's send an SOS to Spencer. And Toby, they couldn't make it more clear that, like, the blocking of the scene is like, Toby, you're off camera, and then you don't even have to knock on the door. You're just going to walk right into
charging. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Is what he basically says. He's got this book that Spencer would always write notes in. He's like, Spencer gave this to me, and then she kissed me, which I felt like was a weird thing to do because I was engaged.
And then the Arya line.
The Arya line.
Okay, what does that have to do with Ezra?
It's like, okay, back to me. Okay, back to me, please. Hello. Hello. Can we focus on me for a sec? Guys, literally. A little focus here. Literally, little exactly focus that. Here. So Toby's like, well, Spencer was always writing notes in this book, but there are no notes in this book. What if twins run in the family? I'm sorry. That's an insane jump.
It's an insane jump
that they're all like, God, wait, right. Yeah, why didn't I think of that before? I guess that we've exhausted every other possible option for everything that's ever happened. But, like, still, it's kind of
insane.
And
then Cece or Allie is like, okay, that would make Charlotte, that would make her Cece's half-sister. And Caleb's like, that gives her the motivation to be doing this. Thank God Mona is in the she's installed a camera
Thank
in Cece's loft
God.
Somehow.
God, Mona and relapsed. She's watching. Can't stay off the cams.
She's watching.
Mona
she's
is Phoebe
with,
and I
Big
during
Brother.
Big Brother season. Yeah, exactly. Which, by the way, I did buy a game that's like training for Big Brother.
Thank God.
I can't wait to play it at Thanksgiving. It's so fun.
So Mona's listening very conspicuously, might I add. It's the finale and I finally got that word right.
Good
so
job.
She calls Alex Drake and is like, hey bitch, time for plan B. You tell me who and where you are.
You are. Okay. So we go back to Spencer picking the lock, and Mary is like, we hear Mary screaming at Alex, like, you can't hurt her. I can't let you do this. As Ezra's like, hurry the fuck up, Spencer!
The mom-daughter fights between these two.
Oh, can you imagine? No, can you imagine?
No,
I would be able to be a fly on the wall. So Alex tells Mary that she has to, quote, dispose of proof and grabs a gigantic red axe.
Because basically
and Mary's like, what if instead of that we did a mother-daughter trip to Europe?
Exactly. We have time to get away.
I'm like,
and we're understanding
Alex is
now
from
that
Europe. She doesn't want to do that.
She doesn't need a trip. She needs a trip around the States. Alex knows now that Mona has, like, is probably going to tell everybody, like, you're right and all this stuff. So she needs to dispose of Spencer's body so she can be like, there, you guys
I'm the
crazy.
Only Spencer.
There is no other Spencer. Or maybe
psychotic.
She's
I'm like, where are you going to dispose of it in this underground bunker, you know?
Literally, that is
so Alex is like, no, I'm not going to Europe with you because Toby's in love with me. And Mary's like,
I see
in
it in
Spencer,
eyes.
Not you. And Alex goes, I am Spencer!
I see
okay,
it in
no,
his eyes.
Not.
He's in love with me.
He's in love with me. And so Mary's like, listen, easy girl, listen, I know what it's like to want something so bad you start to believe it's true. And Alex says, well, I don't, and punches her out. I mean, we get multiple powerful punches. This episode truly packs a punch.
This girl is strong as fuck. There's a scene where she turns the chair around and she like straddles it, and you can see her, like, she's Cynthia Erivo
muscles through
arms.
Her skinny jeans. So Mona, she's talking to the girls. She's telling
she's
them what's going on.
To the
Hannah's
class.
Like, low-key had it. Hannah's like, no, you're playing the game for AD. I know it is. And Mona's like, no, I'm playing to beat her, which is really like, yes, Mona, that's the definition of let's use your powers for good, not evil. Mm-hmm. Like, play the game, but play it to beat
it's exactly
AD.
What we needed. So we find out that Ren came to
and of course, Mona has her coordinates.
We find out that Ren came to Welby to kill Mona, but she convinced him that he could help her get Mary Drake out of prison and help them, like, exact this whole plan. And so, yeah, we have the exact coordinates. It's Toby's old house, the house that he built. And he's like, oh, I never found out who bought that.
It's like, seems Why? Like I'd be interested in that, probably. So they're all headed there. Spencer has now gotten the lock undone in the bunker. She and Ezra are basically running through this, like, underground maze, finding all the supplies. They realize that, like, Alex is fully going to have
really
Spencer here for the rest of her life. They get up this ladder, and Alex is now in there, like, stalking her prey with the axe, and she finds the two empty cells and obviously freaks out. I started referring to Spencer and Ezra as Spezra. Spezra finds a
like
door,
that.
And they get out, and they think that they're free, but everything's fucking weird here.
We're in the Venetian Hotel.
Where are the birds? We're literally in the Venetian Hotel version of Toby's house in Rosewood. No, for sure. There's, like, an echo, and they look up, and they realize they're fully in a dome. They're still underground. AD has created an underground version of like Toby's block.
Toby's house.
In Rosewood.
And yeah. So then they just like keep going in a circle. We get up at Toby's house and the crew arrives, everybody, and they see that Alex has bought new versions of all of Spencer's furniture to furnish this house with.
Can I say something crazy? Caleb is the one who notices that it's all Spencer's furniture.
And if I'm like, Hannah, we're fighting after this. As soon as we see
And
save
if I'm
Spencer,
Toby, I'm also like, okay, what like the fuck? Toby should have been the one to notice that. Toby's like, yeah, but these are all new. Like, I would know there was a stain on Spencer. Like, they start having like a let's measure our dicks a little bit.
And so Arya, while the boys are fighting, Arya finds a door in the pantry.
It's like, never trust a man to do a woman's job, okay?
Exactly. And that's what Arya said. Arya's a mug that says that. We go through the door, and then, like, Spezra is down, and they're like, there's no way out but through the bunker. And then nighttime happens, and then Alex Drake attacks Z.
Oh, she shows up behind them with an axe. She comes between them. She misses them, but Ezra does fall and hit the ground really, really hard.
Embarrassing as fuck.
Yes,
you're so lucky.
Sure.
Arya,
I'm like, and
now
I have
the
ick, and I
cannot. You're so lucky. Arya didn't see that.
You were so lucky. Arya did see it, and she like runs back out. She's like, I don't know where they are. They're not in there.
She throws up.
Let's keep looking somewhere else. Let's go somewhere else. Yeah. She goes, Spencer's trying to talk Alex down. Yeah. She's like, I'm sorry. Like, look, you can still be part of our family. We can still be a family. And Alex says it actually is too late. And they get into a full on brawl on the ground. And now it's like, I don't know who's who. You guys
Me
got
either,
all mixed up.
It's truly like that game where they put like a cookie under a cup.
And Mario Party. And they're like, and they start going really, really fast. And it's like, I don't know which one the double dice is under.
Exactly.
Toby walks up with a Glock. With
oh my
a gun.
God, that was crazy.
Arya sees, this is crazy. Toby goes, nobody move, is pointing a gun. Arya goes, Ezra! Runs right in front of the gun and grabs Ezra.
Imagine
I'm like,
Toby,
and that about sums it up.
Imagine the adrenaline in Toby is running so fast that he like just sees the movement out of the corner of his eyes and
yeah.
shoots.
No, literally, yeah, and now Arya dies and then she gets to be a victim again. So Toby walks up to one of the Spencers, grabs her arm behind her back, and she's like, he goes, tell me your favorite poem from the book you gave me.
He did immediately know which one it was, even though he then had them prove it, but he did
which
reach
I am like,
for the right one.
Interesting that you didn't know it when you were fully having intercourse and sex with her, but you
well,
know now.
To be fair, it wasn't even an option before.
Well, okay, I'm saying it's a complaint I have with Mark and Helly. It's a complaint I have with Toby and Spencer. So anywho, Spencer, the real one, starts reciting the poem in French. And boom, Alex Drake, you're freaking busted.
You're
freaking busted. Mona's already called 911. The cops are running. Mary Drake's already in custody. Look at that. And then as Alex walks past Mona to leave, she goes, no one can call you loser Mona anymore. And Mona,
and
goes,
Mona
you
says,
don't
you
know the half of it. By far her worst line
bells.
Read. Sorry, Janelle.
Okay, wedding bells. Ezra's wedding.
Okay,
Ezra
we're getting cheerful
playing.
Bells out of that bell tower. Never thought
Finally.
I'd see the day.
Getting
Imagine
married
getting married
in
this
church.
No, thank you. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like,
the amount of shit that has happened in here.
Also, I have to say, shocked Arya and Ezra are the type to get married in a church at all.
Well, I'm also a little bit maybe it was like his mom's one stipulation. You have to get married
maybe.
In a church.
Can I say that
be this haunted one?
They show us Ezra's mom, and she couldn't even fake a smile for this one last moment of the show. She's literally like
perfect.
So miserable to be at this wedding.
And I do just want to note that like Arya did end up changing into a short dress, and she's like, I knew there was something off
she
about
did.
That traditional dress. I knew
I like the look,
right.
But
I
am
like too, but
why are you not
Arya.
Wearing? It's not like the last dress was traditional.
It was
really?
More traditional than Arya.
Then
the
short
dress
I guess,
feels more Arya.
Yeah. But it's like that. It was like super glittery and like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
cute
I,
dresses.
I was like, you still could have worn it, but whatever. And then I love this moment between Emily and Hannah. Emily is fully crying. Hannah passes her a tissue and Emily goes, I don't need tissues. And Hannah goes, today?
Today you.
I think you do.
I think you do.
Oh,
that was so
it's just
good.
Like the flask
first,
in episode one. I love that one.
At first I was like, why is Allie not sitting next to Emily with the kids? Why is Hannah sitting next to Emily? And then I was like, oh, it's so we could get this incredible
we
moment.
We needed
because
to have this.
Is.
That actually kind of got
and
me
Emily
like, I teared up
everything.
A little bit. I agree.
So sweet. The last scene always makes me cry.
Yes. So it's time for objections in the wedding ceremony. And of course, all their fucking phones start going off. Okay. And this is when we said, let's popularize an unplugged ceremony. That's when that became a trend. And we see in the back, it was actually the wedding photographer,
Marlene King.
Marmar.
And she gets to do shh.
Yes, she does. And she's, okay, whose cameo was better, Sarah Shepard, Marlene King? Sorry, I'm saying it.
Sarah Shepard. So they walk out. They are married. Then we go to
Mr.
Rosewood Times Square.
Fitz.
This is like... a little bit later, and the core four, they're all talking about, or the core five are
core five.
Sorry, Allie. They all talk about Arya's honeymoon. Hannah's like, you have
Hannah
to
and Spencer are having like a classic argument like they would have about, is Peking duck just prepared that way or is it flown in from Peking? And it's like this whole thing.
And Arya goes, Han, hey, Han, I'll have the
Han
duck.
Back to me.
I'll have
I'll
duck.
Eat the fucking duck if you'll shut up about it and start talking about me again. Thank you. Enough about the ducks. Oh, my God. So Toby is, I think, going to be sticking around here. He's going to be getting homeless people off the streets in Philadelphia. And he's going to be getting into Spencer's sheets, according to Arya.
We should have given that line to Allie so we could have a similar line reading to, like, sexy in the sheets. Shy in the streets, sexy in the sheets.
You're right.
And then I think it's Hannah that says, is it actually possible that we're all happy at the same time? And Spencer's like, don't say that. It's a jinx. And then Hannah's like, okay, fine. Then I have a secret. Then I have a secret.
But I probably shouldn't say it. I probably shouldn't say it. But she does. It's a little early. But Hannah's pregnant. And the first thing she does is look at Arya and say, are you okay with it?
And it is like, that is just clear that, like, even in their friendship dynamics that we don't even see as part of the show, like, we're right about Arya. The fact that
that
is
and
the
crazy
first
that would be something
that Hannah says in the scene is is pretty insane. And so then there's a text.
And Arya, what's funny is Arya goes, yes. And right, it sounds like, okay, great. And then she's like, because we're right behind you. When we get back from our honeymoon, we're going to be meeting with an adoption agency. And that's the only reason it's okay.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be okay. So
yeah, exactly.
Arya gets a text to leave. And it's at this point where I start crying because they're all, they all, I think they've said this in the interviews, like, they were all actually, these are the real emotions of this being their last scene. And like, there's like a helplessness to the way that they're crying. Like, they almost don't want to be crying as much as they are. And
totally,
then Arya
especially
says,
Shay.
Mm-hmm. Arya says, I'm leaving for 3 weeks. Why is everybody crying? And Allie says, for some reason, this feels like it's the end of something, which is like,
I know. That's such a good line. We all get our group hug in Rosewood Times Square. And then the moon comes out. It's nighttime in France. And we see a bunch of creepy fucking dolls. We're at like this store. And Mona Vanderwaal, her calling, she's running a doll shop in France wearing an adorable little beret, gives a doll to a customer named Atticus. Of course, a callback to the first book we read with this show. And then someone hot walks in. It's Mona's freaking man.
Did you recognize who that was?
Of course. Who is that?
That's the cop from the bunker.
I did not realize that at all.
Mona didn't call 911.
Wait, what?
She didn't call 911. She said she did, but she, because she has Mary.
Or is that how she met
and
him?
Alex? No, it was all a ruse. I
Now that, oh my God.
Because that's why, that's also why Mona says, you don't know the half of it. When Alex walks out.
Okay, amazing. Wait, that's obsessed. So Mona's going to meet hot guy at dinner. Oh, she shuts down the shop. Goes downstairs. She's got her own fucking dollhouse set up here. At first, I was like, who are these little dolls supposed to be who are having tea in this dollhouse? I didn't know if it was Spencer because one of them had bangs. I was like, is this Spencer and Arya? And then we see through the glass that Mona has set up a dollhouse for Mary Drake and Alex Drake to be together forever. And of course,
and Mary Drake says she can't keep us here forever. And Alex says, of course she can. She's Mona.
I really loved when I thought this was the last scene of the episode. I was like, I just love that they gave this to Mona. But the next episode or scene, of course, couldn't be more iconic. We basically get our exact callback. The only thing we're missing is Don't Trust Me by 303 playing.
I wrote the same thing. Why?
We get Maya's niece in there to wake up and say, where the heck are Willa and Addison? Mm-hmm. And Willa comes back and says, Addison's gone. I think I heard a scream.
And it just does go to show that that first episode is such lightning in a bottle, because I think part of it is like it being filmed on film. This just doesn't look as good. Like, it just doesn't look as nostalgic.
I agree.
Or like ethereal in a way. And also, I just think like Sasha Peterson had something that not even Sydney Sweeney could capture.
Yes, I totally agree. Like, there's, well, you mean Miss Spencer, because Spencer is playing the,
you're so
Sydney
right.
Sweeney's playing the Spencer character.
That too.
But yeah, both, honestly. guys, wow, I can't believe it. It doesn't feel real that we just did like the last episode.
It
I think
like
it'll
just,
really
like, got
hit
to
me.
The top of the mountain.
I know. I'm like, it's a very surreal feeling I'm feeling right now. I actually low key feel weightless as though I am walking on air. But I'm sad also. Like, it's not like a happy, it's like a, I don't know. I literally feel so
it's
weird.
It's like we've
right
walked
now, my
into
body.
Like Squidward's liminal space.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly how it feels. And I don't think it's really going to hit me for like another 2 weeks when I'm like,
even
wait,
taking
fuck,
the
I'm
notes
not watching.
When I was like, oh my God, this is my last time like taking these notes.
Oh, I can't believe it. Oh my God. Well, you guys, thank you so much for being on this journey with us. Like, mm-hmm. holy shit. This has been such an amazing experience, I think, for both of us. And it's not over. So don't go anywhere. I can't believe it. Guys, next week, we have such a treat for you. Sarah Shepherd is going to be on the pod again. We are going to be talking all about Pretty Little Liars, including this finale episode, which she is rewatching in preparation to talk with us. So that's super exciting. So don't miss that next Thursday. Patreon members, you're going to get a podcast this weekend. We're going to do a Halloween themed episode next week, and you're going to get the video version and slightly unedited version of the Sarah Shepherd episode. So tune in for that. We've got a few more Pretty Little Liars episodes coming your way, so don't go away yet. Of course, stay tuned. We've got some exciting updates coming very, 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 very soon on what's next. We just hope you guys will follow us wherever, because if you liked what we are doing here, we're going to bring the same energy to Gossip Girl, and I, for one, cannot wait. I think it's going to be awesome. I feel so weird. I don't know how to, like, sign off this episode. I almost don't want to. I just, should we just keep
we
it going
no
forever
synopsis.
And ever? I have no synopsis for next time. That's crazy. Oh my God. I'm like out of breath. I feel so weird. All right, guys. Well, consider leaving us a review because we did it. We finished it. So let us know what you thought of this whole freaking journey. What were your favorite moments? What were things that you loved, hated, whatever, about the show, about us? I don't care. We want to reminisce on this crazy journey we've been on for the past few years before we jump into the next one. So thank you so much for listening. We love you guys so much. We will see you next week, and we'll finish it off with Hello, Sister!
Hello, Sister.
Well, and splat. Splat. That's how Alex Drake goes. And splat.
No tea, splat.
Splat. Splat. All right, that's it. Love you guys. Holy shit.
Wait,
have roses at Times Square. What?
Oh my God, literally, okay, last week, did you see at the end of the episode, I tried to do my Robert Durst impression by myself, and I literally couldn't, because I wasn't around
I'm
you.
I'm your good luck charm. Okay, go, quick.
Kilmacus.
That's, oh my God, for a second, I got Robert Durst and RFK mixed up. Oh my God, help me. Help me. This podcast has rotted my brain. All right, guys. And there are Phoebe's two impressions. Enjoy. Yep. We love you guys so much. We'll see you next week. And splat.
And splat.